FM presents Jammy Dodger, written by Kira Gillen, developed in association with Reckless Fascination, directed by Anna Nugent. Please be advised that the program contains strong language.
I gotta listen to this.
Lou? Hi there. How the hell are you? Guess he's in town. Always thought I'd make it to the Big Apple. I know you're probably surprised to hear from me, but I couldn't not reach out. You're not still mad at me, are you? Berlin. Fuck, it feels like a lifetime ago.
Luke. You ready? Who was that?
That was a girl I used to work with in Berlin, Yasmin.
Yasmin. The Yasmin.
Who's Yasmin? Why are you going all red?
I'm not. I'm just hot.
Candy, you know the way there was a confident, everything works out for me Luke before Berlin. And then the Luke shell of his former self that came home to us. This is the girl that broke him.
Pete?
What? Candy fixed you, but... Yasmin, she also got you deported.
What? From Germany? How come I didn't know this?
It's not the kind of thing you brag about.
Why is she calling you now?
She wants to meet up. Sounds like she wants to make amends.
Oh, fuck's sake, Pete.
Oh, perfect timing.
I'm not gonna meet her.
Whatever. Okay, 5 minutes and then we go. Petey, you are welcome to join.
Cake tasting. Hell yeah. Bullshit. You're not gonna meet her.
What's the point?
I'd wanna know why the fuck she got me deported.
I know why she did it.
Well, then I'd wanna let her know that she'd fucked me royally.
So, this place your local, Luke?
Hell no.
Oh, right. Bit of a random choice then. Was that an actual Pac-Man video game I saw back there?
A what?
Never mind. So, what happened to you then?
Came back from Berlin, started working for my pops, and now I'm getting married. Circle of life, I guess.
How did Candace reel you back in? Bet she was onto you straight away with your high school yearbooks. Oh, look, Lukey! We were so happy together!
You don't even know her, Yaz. I was lucky she wanted to give it another go.
Man. You've changed. And the business?
Up in flames. A criminal record will do that to you.
I didn't think I would press charges.
What did you think would happen?
Welcome to the offices of Insurance Knows Best Berlin. I'm City. How can I be of service?
2 Jammy Dodgers in one go. That's impressive, yes. But how many of those biscuits can you really fit in there?
You're talking to the queen of this, Luke. 7 was my last attempt.
Bet you can't get 10 in that enormous gob of yours.
Mm? You're on.
You're disgusting. That's 8 so far. Here, let me help. Mm-hmm. Shit. Conrad's coming. You go. Hey, Conrad, how are things? By the way, thanks for that letter of recommendation.
No problem, Luke. Congratulations. Amsterdam, yes?
Yeah, thanks.
Starting your own business. Pretty ambitious. You should take some of these morons with you. Show them a thing or two. When are you leaving us?
1st of September, but I'm thinking I might skip out early. Maybe 1st of August, get settled sooner.
So soon? August means you'll miss our fun paintballing excursion.
Paintballing, yeah. Pity to miss out, but you know.
Another time.
Stint.
What did Conrad want? Was he hassling you about Yasmin?
No, Mike. Why would he be doing that?
because of the no shagging colleagues policy.
You're an idiot. That doesn't exist.
Yes, it does. Ivor told me.
How did that come up in a conversation? Anyway, we're not hooking up.
Why not?
Because we're not. What are you making? Did you just put beetroot and eggs in that?
Yeah. Is he not into her?
No. Is that corn and tuna fish?
Really?
Yes, Miss Fletcher. I know her type and she'll be a whole lot of trouble. Balls deep, head fucking.
Funny, a looker.
Endless drama. I've been there too much before, pure and simple. Trouble. Seriously, dude, you're not going to drink that, are you?
It's my health shake. Ivor's got me onto them. Want to try it?
No, I'm good.
Ink of the hoot, the hoop, the hoop. I own that. And I ain't paid my rent this month. I own that. So fuck who you want and fuck who you like. Dance all night. It's hot ticket. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Yes.
Yes.
My name is Onike. You got caught.
Yes, you're gonna get.
You're gonna get.
What?
You're gonna get that.
I'm listening to Nikki, so you know, I'm in the zone.
Your phone, it's ringing.
Oh, the machine will get it. See,
can't have been that urgent.
Pretty sure we're meant to be answering the phones, though.
Have you people heard about Dudley?
Dudzers? Did his guns burst through his shirt again?
Conrad fired him. Well, Ivor made him do it.
Dudley, first guy here, last guy out. That Dudley? Why?
Who knows what goes on in Ivor's puny little mind?
Well, he is the big boss of a million-dollar company, so I'm sure, but...
That's what his minions are for. No wonder Conrad is always so stress-looking. Ivor is as mad as a marching rabbit.
Here, mad as a march hare.
Whatever. He has many of them in his office, fucking in the corners.
It's fan-fucking-tastic. That's what it is.
Way to go with the solidarity, yes?
No, it's shit about duds. But Conrad told me if any place opened up on that team, he'd give it to me.
No way. Conrad?
Yes way. Firstly, Conrad loves me. Always laughs at my jokes.
I've seen him laughing at your jokes.
And I'm always laughing up that shit about, you know, his remote airplanes and the nerdy crap he flies. And remember that really boozy night out last month? We were doing shots and then he told me. Said I was a shoe-in.
I could believe that.
This is perfect timing. I've been designing this tattoo, this big one I want to get all the way down my arm. And now with this extra bit of dosh, I can get that bad boy straight away. I'm going to call them and see if I can book an appointment next week. It's just an additional $4.99 and you'll get it all. They don't call us insurance knows best for nothing. Of course. I understand. It is a lot of money. Sure. Yeah. We'll try, you know, you next month. Have a good day.
Jamie Dodger?
Do you even need to ask, Luke?
Hey, Yasmin. How's it going?
Peachy Ned. And you?
Not too bad. So, a few of us are going to the cinema tonight. If you fancy it.
Oh, yeah? What are you seeing?
The new one with that American actor.
Who?
I forget his name. He was in that Dream film last year.
Dream film? You're really selling it.
With that Australian actress. Or maybe she's English.
Biscuit Ned?
No, your grand.
Do you want one, Luke? Hey, don't mind if I do.
Right. So, a film you don't know what it's about. With some American actor and maybe a British or Australian actress. That could be bloody anyone. Who's going?
Me, of course. Sarah, Ernesto, George.
George?
No, actually, sorry, George can't make it.
Right.
But the rest of us are going. Maybe some others might grab a bite to eat beforehand. Do you fancy it?
Yeah, no thanks. I'm busy tonight.
Okay.
Pity. Next time, maybe.
Sure. See you later then.
Don't worry about me, I'm busy too.
I'm sure you could tag along if you wanted to.
I'm sure I could, but it wasn't me he was asking. So what are you doing tonight? You're full of shit. You've no plans.
I do. I'm taking time for me.
Bull.
What? I just didn't want to go.
Breaking poor Ned's heart.
Oh, come on. But you know what? I'll give him props.
For what?
Actually having the balls to ask me out. The amount of guys I meet in this city who just don't... Like, what are you waiting for?
But you're still not going to go out with him.
Oh, God, no.
Why not?
No, no. I don't want to date anybody at work. It's just... awkward, no. Friends. It's easier.
Luke, you're good friends of Mike?
Yeah, Zoe, I am. Want me to hook you up?
No, I would eat him for breakfast. You know what's going on with him and Ivor.
He's his mentor.
That's what everyone's calling it, but come on, c'est pas normal. I'm telling you, there's some freaky shit between them. Last night, I saw this program on art about dogs and how to train them. Le mec, the guy was this serial maestro. He would just stare at the dog and within 2 minutes, the pup was on his knees, whimpering. I swear I saw Ivor do the exact same thing to Mike in a meeting last week.
Poor little Mike.
Guys, come on.
Well then, Luke, tell me, where was he last Friday? And the Friday before? Why are we so secretive?
Because he was locked in chains in Ivor's basement.
Oh mon dieu, Yasmin, that's exactly what I was thinking.
You two are nuts. Right, I gotta see a man about a horse.
Wait, did you get this stuff sorted for Friday night?
I did. Just enough for us, though maybe Mike.
Mike? T'es fou quoi? The boy gets high on coffee.
Cool. Let us know how much we owe you.
Sure.
You know, when you get this job, you'll have to stop fucking Luke.
What? I'm not.
Seriously.
No. But what would that matter anyway?
Because it's not professional. You can't be having sex with one of your underlings.
Professional. We're just pals anyway.
Really? No tickling his jungle under the desk?
No.
And why not? He's hot, sort of. Not the worst to look at.
Yeah, maybe. But he's one of those guys, you know. Always goes for the hot girl. Always gets what he wants. Conrad! Can I have a word?
Yes, but after this meeting. Don't be late.
How's it going, Luke?
As you'd like to say, Ned, I'm grand.
It's good. So, you're good pals with Yasmin, aren't you?
Yeah, sure.
She seen anyone, do you know?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure she's looking for anything at the moment.
Oh.
Right. What?
I was just saying she's a cool girl.
Yeah, she is.
I've been trying to get to know her better, but I... Any tips on how to break that wall?
I don't know, man.
Every time I suggest something, she's always busy.
Yeah.
Like, what's she into?
I really don't know, man.
Okay.
Look, man. She's not worth it.
You think?
Sure. You need a straight up girl.
Maybe I'm just not...
No, you can do so much better.
Yeah? You're right.
Of course I am. Look, we gotta get to that meeting. I see you there?
Sure. Yeah.
As you reported last week, our sales numbers continue to drop, with a 40% increase in hang-ups. George, meeting started 7 minutes ago.
Got lost, Connie.
Just sit down.
There's a free seat here.
Nice one, Yasmin.
So, you need to do everything to stop people hanging up on us. Pushing our product is your number one priority, people. If you have a skeptical customer, you are free to offer them something complimentary. Within reason.
Use your judgment, please. Do not give them a year's free package or anything. Judgment. You know what that is, right? Some of you seem to have it.
Have you been? Haven't seen you all die.
Oh, you know, busy. Ringing phone won't answer itself.
Actually, it will. It's called an answering machine.
Not all of us are skeevers, Luke. Some of us take our jobs quite seriously.
I'm sure you do. You always look busy when I pass by.
Well, you know, people are needing help with their insurance thingies. I'm just glad to be of service.
I'd be pretty stoked if you were answering my calls.
Well, sure, you have my number. Call me anytime. During work hours, of course.
Of course. Wouldn't want to abuse your kindness.
George, Yasmin, are you finished gossiping? Can I continue now? Right, so you may have heard that Dudley was let go yesterday.
No way, mate. Why?
We will need to fill his role quite quickly.
It's so shit about Duds. Hardest worker here. But I think they're gonna get a great replacement.
Oh yeah? Who?
Me.
So, if you're interested in interviewing for the role, you need to let HR know by the end of the day.
What?
What is wrong, Yasmin?
You're interviewing for Dudley's position? I thought...
Yes?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. Let's get on then.
I can't believe I have to interview for this job.
Merde, Yasmin. That job was yours. You should protest. Stage a sit-in. We'll refuse to work for a full week.
That's pretty much what you do anyway. I really don't get why you want this promotion. You barely clock on.
Because Conrad told me it was mine.
It's not about wanting it, Luke. It's about her deserving it, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say that. You could work a little bit harder. It's not over. Just interview like everyone else.
Interview? I couldn't be arsed.
That's the positive attitude.
Yes?
So, Connie, what's the story with Dudley's role? You said it was mine if anything came free. Are you listening to E17? Love this tune.
It's Conrad, Yasmin. I did? I don't remember that.
You did? Conrad, remember that night we were doing some buka shots? You said if a free spot came up on another team, you'd promote me.
What? Did I really say that?
Yes, you did. We shook on it. Nearly got you to do a blood shake, but we settled on spit.
Oh my god. Look, Yasmin, I shouldn't have said that. That was totally inappropriate of me. But come on, we'd been drinking. I didn't think you'd take it seriously. I could never see you in this role. You're not really the responsibility-taking type. I kind of thought you just wanted to get a paycheck and have a bit of fun. Fun Yasmin, you know? Doing shots with everyone.
Oh... Right.
But look, if you're interested, then interview for it.
Sure. Yeah, I'll think about it.
Hi, Luke. You seen Yaz?
What's up, George? No, not since the meeting.
Oh, right. Can I sit?
Yeah.
She's a good mate of yours, isn't she?
Yeah, we're close.
But not that close, right? You're not rooting, are you?
No, we're not.
That's what I thought. You're like a brother to her.
Yeah, I don't really.
A brother with insights.
Look, man, I gotta finish this shit before I clock off.
Yeah, sure. Any tips on how to, you know?
I don't know what to tell you.
Come on, mate. You gotta know something. You spend all day together.
Okay. Play it cool, man. Just play it really cool, like horizontal. Yaz doesn't like a guy to be too keen, too obvious, you know? Flirt with her. Tell her she looks good, but then never ask her out.
Never.
No. Just keep her guessing. She loves that shit. She'll be like putty, and before you know it, she'll be coming to you.
Right. The old hard-to-get game.
Works like a charm.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem, man.
Fucking believe Conrad. He's a lying shit.
I never liked him. He always smells like stale sperm.
We shook on it, you know.
Means nothing to someone like him.
You'd hire me, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, of course. Maybe not as my CEO, but I'm sure we'd find a job for you somewhere.
Seriously?
Yes. Junior social assistant has a nice ring to it.
Fuck. I'm gonna have to interview for this role, aren't I?
Just to show him. Then tell him you don't want the job.
Yeah, because I'm coming for his.
What a nightmare to have his shitty job. Ugh, and you'd be working directly under Ivor.
Nein, danke.
You're looking pretty fine these days, Yasmin.
Thanks, Georgie boy. You don't look too bad yourself.
No, seriously. Did you get your hair cut or lose some weight? Not that you're a heifer or anything, but, you know, you look great.
Stop it. You're making me blush.
You are blushing. Look at your little cheeks going all red.
Stop it!
I would know if Mike was fucking Ivor.
Really, Luke? Did you know about Ivor's fetish for toe licking?
What?
Or that he likes to dip his dick in those fish nibble tanks to help him relax?
Sweet Jesus, where'd you get this shit?
I have my sources.
What are you guys talking about?
You and...
Nothing, Mike, nothing.
I have one question. Where do you disappear to on Friday afternoons?
It's my weekly sauna and sushi meeting with Ivor.
I rest my case.
What?
We should go, Lukey.
One more for the road?
Nah, have some of this. I won't finish it. I don't get George. He flirts with me. You see that, don't you? And then nothing. Just flirts. And then goes. Why?
Thought you didn't want to date anyone in work.
I don't. But I'd make an exception for George.
Really? Little George?
He's not that little.
He's as puny as they come.
But he's cute.
What about Ned? Has he not got that lovable Irish thing about him?
No, not for me. I don't date my own.
Really? A good thing I told him to move on.
You talked to him about me?
Oh yeah, I asked him for some advice and I said that you were great and all, but that he could do better.
You said what?
Yeah, Kai was pretty cut up.
Do you honestly think he could do better?
Yeah. On a good day, maybe.
Really?
No. You're way out of his league.
I know, right? This sounds so mean, but I don't get how he thinks we're even battling on the same field.
So, on your scale, you've Ned and you've George. Where do I fit in?
You're the hot guy that everyone wants to bang. You're breaking the scale.
Oh no, I know that. I meant with you.
Ah yeah. Probably bang you.
If
we weren't working together.
Okay, come on, seriously, like we may share a desk, but we barely work, and sure, I'm leaving in a month.
Okay, maybe. Maybe. If you made the right move, go on. Show me. What are your moves?
I've got moves.
I bet you do.
Hang on, turn away. Excuse me, miss, did you drop these?
No. What are they?
Just the stars. I think they fell out of your eyes tonight.
What? That's terrible. Makes no bloody sense.
But I got you laughing.
Dope. A wet sock can make me laugh.
I think it's great.
It's one of the worst I've ever heard.
Guess the ladies laugh and then they can't help falling in love with me.
Whoa, them fighting words.
Falling from my charms, I mean.
Falling off a cliff, more like it. It's so bad, so bad. I would just walk away.
But you haven't.
Nope, I haven't.
Excuse moi, Yasmin. Are you wearing yesterday's clothes?
Shh. Fuck. I am. I'm dying.
Tell me everything.
One word? Luke.
No! Quelle méchante. After we left?
Yeah. We were just talking loads. Then went back to his. A few more drinks. More talking and...
What, you just talked all night?
Well, no.
Oh. Was it good?
Yeah, actually it was. If you discount the morning awkwardness.
So?
I don't know. I can't can't even see straight. I just need to get through today.
Good luck sitting beside him.
Like a holiday Tuesday to Tuesday.
I'll give you two guesses, Luke, what they're talking about.
Don't. We were pretty wasted. I'm cringing a bit now.
So you regret it? You fucking should. Don't shit where you eat, man.
It was unexpected, Mike. Not planned, I tell you.
Good thing you're leaving soon, eh?
Yeah, I suppose.
Good morning, everyone. Let's have a quick recap on the aims for the rest of the week.
It's because you had this job already down for tomorrow.
Hey, how are you feeling now?
Still pretty rough.
Me too. Probably should have chosen sleep over that third go.
Yeah.
It was fun, though.
Boy, you two. Got a special job for you. Follow me. These envelopes need stuffing.
Seriously, Conrad? There's thousands.
Yep. Get going.
Ugh. Fuck.
In fairness, I prefer to be doing this than answering phones.
True.
And look what I have.
Johnny Dodgers! My hero!
So, last night, were we crazy?
We were hammered.
I wasn't that drunk.
You fell asleep with my nipple in your mouth.
You got some good nipples.
Why, thank you. They're my best feature.
I'll be open to seeing them again.
I could talk to them. If they're up for it.
Put in a good word for me, huh?
Quick, guys! You need to see this. Ivor is on the loose.
It's because you've had this job already down tomorrow.
Hear what you think you've heard. Working for me, it's no picnic, no cakewalk. No easy spin in the park, licking ice creams, picking daisies, batting your eyelids at every honey that passes. You will work hard. Harder than your sweaty little palms have ever done before. And so, if you're not up to the task, then you're out. Conrad Bergen has been let go. We thanked him for his services, but he's gone. Out. Goodbye.
Conrad's gone.
Oh my god. Ivor's crazy. Now I've no chance at that stupid job.
Fear not. I have already reassigned the supervisor role. Your new supervisor as of today is... drum roll, please. Yasmin O'Connor.
What?
Yasmin? Did he say Yasmin?
What the fuck? He barely knows me.
Holy shit.
Yasmin will be in touch with you all later today with any more foreseeable changes. Back to work now, everyone.
Congrats, Yas.
What? Did you know about this, Mike?
No.
But you can never divine the ways of Ivor.
Here comes the puppet master.
Yasmin, felicitation. I know you will do an excellent job.
Thank you, Herr Potts. I don't know what to say.
Firstly, call me Ivor. That's what all my friends do. Right, Mike?
Yes, Ivor.
And secondly, be at my office at 3 p.m. sharp. We will have a chat about your future.
Okay. What the fuck?
They're going to be our bosses. Man, I'm going to feel bad kicking your ass and paintballing.
Don't kid yourself, Lukey boy. I take down amateurs like you for sport.
You're sticking around? I thought you'd be gone by then.
Yeah, maybe. Things are a bit up in the air. So we'll see. I might have to hang around a bit longer.
So much for not fucking any of your underlings.
I think I'm dead. Can't feel my face. Sorry, did you say something? All I can hear is Ivor's whine. On and on and on.
A fun meeting?
The best. You're so lucky you're leaving.
I may not be.
Why not?
It seems my business partner's gotten a better offer. Bali.
What?
Don't. I can't even. When he called me yesterday, I just wanted to punch him through the phone.
You knew this yesterday?
Sort of.
Fuck's sake, Luke.
I'm sorry, I just...
What? Wanted a shag? You could have said something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're sneakier than you look, and I don't fucking like it. This is definitely not happening again.
Can't now, anyway. You're my boss.
Yeah. Damn straight I'm your boss. Can't be faffing around with you anymore. I'm responsible now.
Fine.
Fine!
So you still want those, two tabs of acid I got you for this weekend?
Oh yeah, defo.
Alright, let's do something fun. How about Anna?
You ruined my life.
Ruined your life? After 6 months in a temp job? Are you mad?
You got me deported, Yasmin, and to think I'd...
To think you'd what?
Nothing.
No, say it. Come on. We're laying everything out here.
To think I'd stayed in Berlin for you.
What? No. You said your partner was pissing off to Bali. That's why you weren't going to Amsterdam.
He did, but then they called me a few weeks later and offered for me to come alone. I said no because I wanted to see where things were going with you.
Mm-mm. You're having me on, Luke.
I'm not.
But things were really casual between us. Oh my God. Is that why you turned into such a nut job?
Me? What about you? Once you got that promotion, you were like some rabid dog foaming at the mouth for power.
What are you on about?
Are you forgetting Potsdam? Everything that happened with Mike? And Ivor and that weird naming game?
Oh yeah! What a shit show. Who'd have thought a 2-day offsite would end that way? Fucking Potsdam.
The script you've just heard, Jammy Dodgers by Kira Gillen, developed in association with Reckless Fascination, directed by Anna Nugent with creative consultancy by Claire Monnelly, was performed by Bridget Leahy as Candice and Suddy, Hannah O'Brien as Zoe, Jessica Okapu as Yasmin, Mike Walsh as Luke, Paul Nugent as Conrad and Mike, Gabolin Salami, also known as Salome, as Ned, Sean McManus as Peter and George, Tim Casey as Ivor.
This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.